The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five, we learnt about a bundle of joy born in a pizza shop.
She went in to buy a large pizza.
Yeah.
And had to come out with a family
Better
pizza.
Better make that a family, she said.
Yeah. Giving birth on the floor.
It changes the old question, do you deliver?
In more ways than one. We deliver.
That's right.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
It's a boy.
She's called the baby pepperoni.
Number four, Crows captain and dad joke expert Tex Walker chatted from Broken Hill. And we learnt it was someone else's turn to tell the joke this week.
What else happens in Broken Hill? What are the other tourist attractions?
The mines, that's the main attraction here. My brother works up at Prillia, so I've been underground once, which was pretty scary.
After last year's grand final. You went underground?
Come on,
that's just a joke, yeah. Tex.
Tex wasn't laughing at that one. We can be happy underground. Number three, we learnt Ruined Dits always cover the big topics.
Hello, David.
Like sinkholes.
What do you mean the sinkhole? Now, we're not talking about the Blue Lake.
Oh, I nearly got divorced at the sinkhole.
What's the sinkhole?
There's sinkholes scattered all around Mount Gambier and that. And there's one in the main street behind the town hall.
Have you been to that?
No.
It's actually pretty amazing.
Is it?
Yeah, we went through
all right, thanks, David. Tell me about the sinkhole.
Oh, it's just huge. It'd be 30, 40 metres deep, walk all the way around and on the steps that they've put in. It's a big tourist attraction there.
What do you mean you don't know about the sinkhole in Mount Gambier Dits? Haven't you heard the old song?
There's a hole in Mount Gambier, Mount Gambier, Mount Gambier. There's a hole in Mount Gambier, Mount Gambier, a sinkhole.
And
so you walk all the way around it?
Or walk all the way in it. And the kids...
Well, and then what do you do? And then you walk back the other way around it?
You know what it is? It's,
can you go both ways?
Yeah. And
you can stare into the hole, can you?
Get a load of this, though.
What?
It's just a big hole.
Oh, wow. Why haven't I checked this out before?
You've got to go to Mount Gambier.
Can you do tourism segments for us?
Tune in next week to Get Away with Roo as he takes us on a tour of the salt pans in Bolivar. Number two, we learnt about residential solar battery systems.
How much does it cost? Does it help in blackouts?
Better speak to an expert.
Let's get to our Minister for Energy and Mining on the line.
Who can explain the battery rebate scheme? Dan Van Hospeller Can.
Dan Van Hospeller Can. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, fellas. Well, any household is welcome to apply. Every household that doesn't already have a battery would be eligible. What we're doing is offering a...
Unfortunately, the chat was a bit of a snooze fest.
...subsidy towards the purchase of a household battery, which would be up to $6,000.
They talked about batteries.
Battery storage.
Household battery.
A lot.
Can't just have a battery.
Put it into your battery.
And kept going and going.
How long will that battery?
Nothing outlasts the Energizer.
Storage of the battery.
Passive batteries.
Have these batteries.
They keep going.
Combined with the battery.
The purchase of the battery.
And going and going.
5 kilowatt hour battery.
Maybe if they had Metallica's song Battery playing along with this interview, it would have kept everyone awake.
Solar combined with the battery.
The purchase of the battery.
Purchase of the battery.
A 5 kilowatt hour battery.
Batteries made in China or
battery manufacturer.
Win, win, win.
Now we're awake, and the number one thing we learned this week is that money doesn't grow on trees, but it can get stuck in trees.
The cat just got out of the house late last night, and it is right up the top of a massive tree at my joint. Now $1,000 cat. I've got a ladder, but this tree is massive.
How high is the tree?
Look, it's very high. It'd be super dangerous to go.
So we were in touch with the RSPCA, got hold of SES.
State Emergency.
Got hold of the Fire Brigade.
Mm-hmm.
After the RSPCA, SES, Fire Brigade, Channel 7 Chopper, an Ace Ventura pet detective got involved.
Alrighty then.
Eventually, the cat came down and survived.
Anyway, the cat came down.
But the best part of this story is the texts between Mark Rusciuto and Alice, the show's producer, while the cat saga was unfolding.
The cat was flying around in the tree, and I just sent off a little pun to wag just to put a smile on the face.
So you started off
said,
with...
This is a catastrophe.
Right. Alice sends back, Sarah must be having kittens.
Yep, which I got a little laugh over that.
And then then sent back.
She is, actually, but there's no point crying over spilt milk.
Right. Then Alice sent back, just climb the tree. Don't be a pussy. And you sent back.
There's not enough room to swing a cat.
Meanwhile, the poor cat's still up there. Alice comes back with, tell them all not to stress. I have a good feline about this.
And I said, yeah, I need to have a rest now. I need to go and have a cat nap.
time. And the fireman said to the cat, jump, it's meow or never.
Right, I'm going to pause it right there because we haven't even scratched the surface of these puns and I'm becoming catatonic.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.